It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Connecting in a second with Pastor Gallup. He tried to call me on my Skype, but of course, the studio from CRN Talk Radio 6 with Tomas will be contacting Pastor Carl Gallup, and we'll connect in a minute. We're going to talk about his latest book, and of course, he has an amazing ministry. We've had him on the show for years. I've been doing my radio programs back at least almost 20 years now, before Clear Channel in the 90s, and then later on Genesis Network, Republic Radio, and Rents Network, and then my own. And I've been on many times over the years. And he's an amazing guy. Has a very, I think if they connect, he'll be able to connect from that connection that I gave earlier to Moss, which is P.P. Simmons 1, and he should be able to connect. Now, we have the latest book from Carl Gallup, so I'm just going to do a little intro on it first here, so you get an idea of the amazing breadth of this guy's knowledge. What you have to understand is that Carl Gallup is a brilliant Christian. He's analyzed kind of the core issues as to why things are the way they are. For example, I just ordered online his book. I ordered a Kindle version, but decided to get the book version as well. It's called Gods of the Final Kingdom, Unveiling the Secrets of the Raging Celestial War, ultimately results in the restitution of all things brought to life. In other words, restoration of the Edenic Covenant. So we're going to get into this today. I hope to have him back on a number of times, or maybe once a month or whatever, to go over this and deal with these issues and expand on it. And I'm hoping we can connect with Pastor Gallup, because I knew I could get him. He couldn't hear me, of course. My microphone's not set up for me to speak to him directly here, but I'm sure the studio can connect if they try. Connect. Gallup's. He's there. Yep, he's there. So let's go into the book, and we'll talk about this for just a minute. Well, I'm just going to read off some of the things about this book, which we're going to get into some of the details. From the first words opening of the chapter, you'll be plunged into a narrative that will cause pivotal biblical scenes to burst to life in living color in the theater of your mind. Prepare yourself for a stunning journey as some of the most astounding mysteries and revelations concerning the cosmic battle of the ages are uncovered. Carl Gallup peels back the veil of earth-shattering biblical revelations by contextually connecting the dots from the Genesis through Revelation while appealing to the scholarship of numerous renowned biblical commentators. Learn what you won't hear from today's pulpits and Bible studies regarding the heart of the biblical message and your spectacular and glorious place in it. This is one book you don't want to miss. Again, I really don't want people to understand this. And the title of the book, again, is Gods of the Final Kingdom. You can get it at Amazon. There's a couple of other places. If you go to Carl Gallup's, GALLUPS.com, you can purchase it there. He's got a great website, carlgallups.com. And he also, of course, is on many different video shows, Christian video shows, and his own radio programs and so on. You can actually listen to the talk radio. He's got links on his site. We've got Pastor Gallup's. Welcome back to the program, Pastor Gallup's. It's great to have you back after several years.
Dr. Bill, thank you so much for having me, brother. I've missed being on with you. I've spoken of you often over the last couple of years, but I'm just honored to be here today. Thank you, brother.
Well, I'm really honored by it. God has got us through a lot of battles, and now we're finally here at CRN Talk Radio, which just north of Los Angeles. We're on CRN Talk 6, which is primarily a Christian channel. And I talk about natural functional medicine the first hour. The other 2 hours I talk about Christian issues and geopolitical. So I have various experts on, like Ken Klein, who just got back from Israel. I have people on my program like Jonathan Gray, who's an ancient archaeologist in New Zealand. But I want to get you on probably at least once a month to talk about these issues, because you've crystallized a lot of issues that is either the church is like the Church of Laodicea, it's absent without leave, or people don't understand that much of evil in the world looks, tastes, and smells good, or people are confused and they don't understand the truth of the gospel. For example, I try to crystallize it to a few simple, I call humorous metaphors. I say the only way to do good is do God and add an extra O. And if you don't know the definitions of good and evil, read Genesis 3. And you do a very major expansion. I just ordered your book today, so I'm going to have it in the next couple of days. And I'm going to read through it. I'm going to order it at Amazon. But you have several other ways to listen and to get your book. You can get it on Kindle over at Amazon, and I'll probably get there as well. But tell us about why you wrote this book and what issues came up, as you say, in the little promo that I just read. A lot of the pulpits aren't preaching this, and it's very important. This is the manna. I call it the spiritual manna to keep people alive spiritually during a time of trouble, where we see late-term abortion being debated by our politicians. We see them not trying to provide solutions to problems, which common sense and decency in being a Christian, I can find a solution to every problem because in prayer and in logic and decency, God will always provide a solution. And, you know, if you run to God, he'll provide solutions. He also, people should realize, you can never forgive yourself even for the smallest sin, but God can forgive you when you Shema, hear and do God's will. So forgiveness and walking with God is essential to doing good. And evil has lots of different, we call masks. That's why even Eve was deceived by this. But you take away the deception with your book. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, thank you. Now, which book are you speaking of? The latest one is called Gods of the Final Kingdom.
I read that off that little blurb from Amazon, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. And I would beg you and your audience to go to my website, carlgalvis.com, and click on the banner that advertises that book, because you can read inside of it. You can see the entire table of contents. You can read about 40 pages of chapter material. You get a real good idea of where all that's going. And, of course, we're going to talk about it here. Plus, you can get an idea of the writing style. But just months before that, in February of this year, released a book called The Rabbi, the Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah, co-written with Messianic Rabbi Zev Perat out of Tel Aviv. That's going all over the world.
Is that the rabbi that actually came to the conclusion that the Messiah was Yeshua?
Yeah, that's what the book is about, but it's an expanded version, because now so much more evidence has come in, so many more witnesses have come forward, much more forensic has been collected, plus I'm deeply involved with Messianic Rabbi Zev Perat, who lives in Tel Aviv, born and raised in Israel. His whole family line are rabbis dating back before the nation of Israel. Zev trained to be a Sanhedrin rabbi, and in the midst of it found Jesus as Lord. And his whole family is related to that rabbi, Kaduri, and government officials in the current Benjamin Netanyahu government. So he wrote that book with me, and it has just set the world on fire.
By Kaduri, you're referring to the rabbi that actually made the statement that when they discovered after his death, that said that his research found the true evidence that the Jews and the Hebrews had missed the evidence that Jesus was the Messiah. He came at the prescribed time, according to the scriptures, and because of disinformation, they missed it.
Yes, no, that's right. It's Rabbi Yitzhak Kaduri. But I'm just saying, I wrote the very first and only book in the world on it. It's called The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, and I've been on your show years past talking about
exactly.
that. Yes. And I'm just saying, just a few months ago, we released the sequel to it, and it's all nonfiction. I mean, it's like reading the Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's just unbelievable what's happening with that story, and in Israel and around the world and into the underground church in China. Hundreds of congregations literally, physically delivered that story to them, and the revival that's breaking out. And then just a few months before that was a book called Gods of Ground Zero, which sounded like exactly what you were describing about connecting the Garden of Eden to the entire Word of God. So, I want to answer your question. I'm so honored you have me on. My latest book is called Gods of the Final Kingdom. It's connected to a series of three books, Gods and Thrones, number one, Gods of Ground Zero, number two, and then this one that released a few days ago, which is already number one in six different Amazon categories and new releases, Gods of the Final Kingdom. And I want your audience to know that you don't have to read these books in any certain order. They each stand on their own. But I encourage people, if you get one and like it, get all three, because by the time you read all three, you will have this deep theological understanding of the true deep biblical contextual connections of the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation that jump right into your own life, that jump right into the headlines of what's happening in the world right now, and that makes the Bible relevant. You'll come away saying, now I get it. Now I understand it.
Yeah.
You'll say that about your own life. You'll say that about the headline news. But this last book, Gods of the Final Kingdom, of course, is the latest, and I'm thrilled to be able to talk about it today. I'm so pumped. And is that the one you wanted me to start talking about?
Yeah, I want to talk about the issues, too. For example, when I look and see the current dialogue between the Democrats and Republicans, and I see both in the Republicans and Democrats, there are people within them that are embedded, like Rhino Republicans that are masters of chaos, or the left now has gone so over the edge that we have the Squad now making anti-Christian, anti-Jewish remarks. And people have to understand, yes, the Jews have had some problems. For example, they've adopted the Sephiot Zira in the Talmud of Babylon, and there's a lot of Jews that are very religious. For example, my religious Jewish friend Josh Bernstein's on the show on the third hour on Monday. What people have to understand, the gospel is first to the Jews, and then the rest of the Ephraimites and all the peoples of earth, the outer court. And what people need to understand is that what's happening with you is an end-time sign. What you, with these books you brought up, this is like, and I consider you like an end-time apostle and prophet.
Oh, wow.
People don't want to give you that title, maybe, and people don't want to take it. But the fact is, by giving the knowledge, and by the way, the knowledge of the Most High God transcends time and space. When I had my near-death experience, and Yeshua literally confronted face-to-face, told me, you're at the gates of paradise or heaven, there is no past or future to God. Everything is now. And everything you think in this realm is. In other words, nothing evil can come here. And what people should start understanding is the gospel is meant so that not only people survive physical destruction on earth, but also don't get separated from their creator for eternity. And that's what I'm very concerned about. That's one of the reasons why I'm so driven on my show, is I'm retired now from practice. I do telemedicine and research on anti-aging, but I want anti-aging for the spirit. And I feel my calling is to act like a bridal chamber, a person getting the bride ready for the bridegroom. Because the bridal thing is coming, and we collectively are going to become the queen of heaven. We are collectively going to become the bride of the Creator God through Yeshua. And people don't understand the transformation of the human race as to a sanctified human race, instead of going down the spiral towards Satanism and discerning good and evil, which we haven't done in the past. And the churches don't do a good enough job on it. They don't understand that doing good works alone doesn't make you a good person in God's eyes. It doesn't take away your sin by doing enough good works to wipe away evil things you're also doing. And you crystallize these things in your books to explain.
Thank you.
Once you start walking with God, He washes away the sins. He transforms you into a new person. He makes you a new being. It's not something you can do to yourself. It's only God can do to you when you walk with Him, right?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And one of the things that I am so grateful to the Lord for anointing me with is that He seems to have given me an ability, and it's got to come from Him, because I didn't ask for it. I didn't try to whip it up. It just came over me several years ago like a flood, and it won't stop. And so I just keep pouring it out into these books. And by the way, I want your audience to understand that everything that you and I are getting ready to talk about, the things I'm getting ready to expose from this latest book and then the others that are connected to it, I don't pull any of this just out of my back pocket. One of the tricks that I use, I say trick, but I mean that one of the tactics that I employ is I will take people on a journey in a narrative way. I will immerse them into the scripture so they can go there for a few moments and feel it, taste it, touch it, smell it. And then I back out of that and I will make some theological statements that sound at first shocking to people, and then I start by going into the classical scholarship, these guys that wrote 100 years ago, 200, 300 years ago, all the way back to the early church fathers, and I pull out dozens and dozens of examples showing how the early church fathers and the classical commentators saw these deep biblical truths. They saw the contextual connections. They made them. They wrote about them. But somewhere along the line, they all disappeared from our seminary teaching, which made them disappear from the pulpit preaching, which made them disappear from the heart of the church, which has turned the church into this weak little dish rag of what it's supposed to be. And we've got the vast majority of Christians sitting in pews don't know these things. And then when they hear somebody like you or me talking about them, or maybe if they've read my book without seeing the authorities that I reference, they would think I was crazy or you were crazy.
Exactly.
Yet when they have to deal with the fact that the Greek word studies say it, the Hebrew word studies say it, there are a plethora of
high-quality, scriptures that connect
contextually,
that your whole will
and
love.
That dozens and dozens of classical
all
scholars
of your daily
saw it and said it,
in one quick,
but
delicious
it didn't
drink.
Fit
Dr. Bill Deagle's
the
life
fluffy,
support is a
shiny theology
of, vegan
of
protein,
today's American church. And so it was scrubbed from
tea,
not only the Word of God, and I don't mean by my race, they just ignore it. And it was scrubbed from the pulpits, and scrubbed from the biblical literature, and scrubbed from the Sunday school lessons, and I'm just trying to restore it, bring it back to life so that people can understand the times we're living in and how to live in them. And the people that are reading these books are just flooding our email bank with, now you get your naysayers and people that hate everything you do, but I mean the vast majority of them are flooding our email bank with, this has completely changed the depth of my understanding of God's Word and my place in God's kingdom, and I'm just thrilled at all of that.
For the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees
Bill,
as well.
Bill, I think we've lost contact. I'm going to hang up and let you try to call me back.
Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com. And then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You got him, right? Sounds good. Back with the amazing pastor Carl Gallup, so amazing author. Crystallize some of these books and some of the latest books, but you have a whole panoply, as you say, a set of three of these things about the various gods and why the church needs this manna to survive the panic changes in our society. For example, here in America, if we take a very right turn to the left, we see this already in other socialist countries where the church has become irrelevant. In Norway, Sweden, and in much of Europe and France, where it's basically become very either atheistic or agnostic. We have a situation in Canada where you can't quote scriptures in public or you go to jail, including if you criticize Islam or Muhammad or any sexually different deviant group. What I see happening is we have a situation where if the Democrats, for example, took over in America, the church would be dead. I mean, it's already on life support now, but it needs to have the life support of your books into the pulpits and back into the lives of people so they get hope back. A lot of the use of opiates, and which people are not just physical pain, but spiritual pain and hopelessness, which is why a lot of people are dying, because they're trying to reach out to something to get some kind of sense or anchor of reality. And especially the young people now, I see a hopeless generation because the churches are not providing that spiritual food to them, are they?
Yeah. No, you're right. But and listen, I in several of my past books, I've actually quoted a Barna poll and referenced it. So again, as I say this here live over the air, I want your audience to know I know what I'm talking about. I'm not just making this up.
Right.
But for several years, George Barna Group, of course, the premier religious polling company on the planet, have been doing it for decades. The George Barna Group, for several years, interviewed what they called leading conservative evangelical pastors by the thousands of them. I think it was 2,000 or 3,000, maybe more. Now, hear that again, leading conservative evangelical pastors. They didn't even go to the pastors of the dying denominations or the liberal, denominations or whatever. They went to the ones like people like you and I would probably be termed as. And they went to thousands of them over several years. They interviewed them, and they asked them, how many of you, and it's totally anonymous so they could be brutally honest, how often do you preach on abortion, homosexuality, gay marriage, gender dysphoria, Israel's right to exist, what's happening in the Middle East? I think I said abortion.
Even end times, for example.
Yeah, well, that's right. Prophecy. That was the other thing. Prophecy. How all of these connections are made and how to make that relevant in your life. So they asked these thousands and thousands of preachers over several years of studying this all across America, from sea to shining sea, at various denominations, but all of them conservative evangelical, over 90% of them said, we never talk about any of these issues.
Whoa.
And when asked why, the main answer was, and there were several different nuances of it, but the main answer was, because we're afraid we'll make people mad, we'll make people uncomfortable, they'll leave the church, they'll take their money, and we can't support our buildings and programs. And it's all about money. It's like corporate, that most of the churches are being run kind of like corporate America. What's the bottom line, financial bottom line, rather than what does the Word of God say, and how can we, in these prophetic times we're living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ, Dr. Bill.
Oh, yeah.
And the church is asleep. Now, the good news, according to that poll, is, the good news is 10% of the churches still are preaching this stuff that you and I are talking about, which means there are thousands and thousands of churches that are doing it. The bad news is there are tens of thousands that are not. And so that's why I'm writing these books. I'm trying to help the church.
I think we're going to have to – let me give a suggestion here. I've been doing my show. I was just, in terms of total volume, just under Alex Jones over at Genesis Network for years. So we have millions of people that listen to the show every year. Every week, okay? Millions. Now, worldwide. But how many churches do you think they've asked me to speak in their church free, or to even do something to raise money for this or that cause, since, say, I started in 1995? How many churches have asked me to do a video link? Because I have a live stream out of New York. I can actually do a multi-site video to a dozen or 100 churches if they want. How many churches have asked me to speak in their church about any subject they want, whether it's abortion or a life extension or health care or end-time prophecy or anything? How many churches?
I don't have a clue. Probably very few. Most churches don't want to hear these things.
None.
That's the point.
None. N-O-N-E. Now, the reason is I'm offering my things to help support the church. For example, if the church gave a true manna message, which you have in your books, they would be full to the rafters. People would be craving to go back there, just like getting a good meal for their soul. But the problem is they're not getting that good meal. And that's why radio that's real, for example, my show's real. I have a huge audience, and we've managed to expand it dramatically. I'm on Red State Talk Radio, Revolution Radio now, with Pippa.io, and we convert all our shows to all the social media on Earth. I have my own radio network also out of Britain through radio.co. So I can put other people on. For example, I could even stream your show onto my network there on radio.co and put it all over the world.
Yeah.
I also have, of course, our CRN Talk 6 here has more platforms for distributing audio and soon video than anybody else on the planet. And I also have a live stream video platform for the last 14 years out of New York. I can do multi-site videos live and whatever, either just by audio or direct video of dozens of places at the same time, just like a major TV or radio TV station. But the fact is, the reason is, I don't think people are stupid. I don't think people are, uninformed. I think they're disinformed. They're disinformed by pastors that won't raise these issues.
Exactly.
They're disinformed by educational institutions that won't teach them to raise questions, because they do have questions if they're a child. Every child is eventually told to shut up. Now, some children won't shut up. I was one of those children that never shut up. I think I have a deficiency of shut-up genes. And the thing is, people like yourself that are a pastor that actually finds these things, these pearls of truth, you put in your book and you use metaphor, just like Jesus, you tell a story or to get the truth through, is it feeds people a purpose for being alive. It feeds people a purpose for their family surviving. It feeds people a purpose for why is America great. America is great because America has God. America is great because it captures the idea of exceptionalism. And we do need a safety net. For example, what people don't understand, and this is part of the problem with the tithes you mentioned about finances, the tithes was never mentioned for the church. It was always mentioned to keep the Kohanim from going into business. And they were the social safety net. So if you need your house burned down and built back up, the Kohanim, even on Sabbath, were supposed to do it. And if you're sick or whatever, you didn't have to have a health insurance. The Kohanim were paid to be your doctor. Okay? What people need to understand here is socialism is now equated with being anti-Godism. And socialism always eventually leads to totalitarian police state, especially after they collapse the economy, because I remember some of my Russian friends that said, we pretend to work and they pretend to pay us. But the fact is that, you can have a social safety net. For example, my plan for health care is real simple. Get a value-added tax, hire a room in buildings, and pay doctors. From now on, don't pay a fee-for-service anymore. Pay an hourly wage to all doctors, nurses, and hospitals. Make all procedures basically just an hourly thing. And keep it economically neutral. And if doctors get sick or they can only work part-time like female doctors, let them get work part-time. Get rid of malpractice. Get back to the idea that it's something that should, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If you don't have life, and I've seen it in hospitals. I worked in the ICU. I'm a surgeon. I'm an intensive care burn doctor. I've seen it in Canada where if you have socialized medicine and you're too expensive, they just give you a lethal injection. Here in America, they won't kill you until you run out of insurance. So a lot of people are more likely to survive in America if you have private insurance. And so they even offered me a job 22 years ago at Vencor to take over where I work in a six-story building. Everybody's on a ventilator. And if you get 6 more months of ventilator care instead of being terminated because you have enough insurance, only 15% die. Now, the same thing's going on. I believe people are spiritually dying in the churches right now. I think people are not being fed spiritual manna. And even if their Bible's in their home, they're not reading it or knowing how to interpret it because they're not giving any The pastors don't accept a prophetic or apostolic word. When you come with a prophetic and apostolic word, you're providing the spiritual manna to keep the body of Yeshua, the valley of the dry bones, alive, so then it'll eventually have flesh on it and bone. And that's what's coming. We are actually at that stage where the bride is getting ready, but the bridal chambers are in poor shape, aren't they?
Yes.
Tell us what
you're saying. Listen, you garbled on that last sentence. You asked me the bridal chambers, and then what did you say?
The bridal chambers are in bad shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want you to analyze what's in your books and kind of crystallize it down so it shows how desperately important it is to get these books. You just put Carl Gallup's on Amazon or go to your website, carlgallups.com.
Yeah.
Crystallize, because you talk about the gods, okay. And I like the analysis that I talked about. I talked to your wife, the analysis of this latest book. And you describe, for example, the eventual destiny of Satan. Now, people need to give the devil his due. The devil was a covering cherub and a music maker in the heavenly host over the throne of God. He was the most intelligent created being in the universe. And he said his pipes and his everything about him was beautiful and wonderful and amazing. But because he found that he became evil, he basically decided that he was smart enough, he didn't need to consult with God. In fact, that's the lie that he told Eve, is, hey, look, you live over 900 years, you're probably a giant. In fact, according to Jonathan Gray and other biblical experts, when they looked at the altars outside the place where Noah and his wife landed and where probably the size of these Adam and Eve were giants compared to us. And these people were super intelligent. They weren't like average people nowadays. They were like superhumans. But yet, at the point where you decide that you don't need to consult with God, evil always enters. And you explain that, in fact, this is the nidus or the point of where all evil happens, whether you're in a secret order, because the secret orders run our government, they run our banks, they run our corporations. And it doesn't matter whether it's inside Christianity or Islam or transhumanism. They all come back to the basic thing I call it the Walmart of Satan. And you explain that. So give us some pearls from your books.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, no, listen, brother Bill, you're right. Listen, let me just talk about this trilogy, and then I want to get right into the book that's just released a couple days ago. But the first one, released just about, I don't know, a year and a half ago, is just gone crazy all over the world, Gods and Thrones, which I do this biblical study from Genesis to Revelation, showing these deep truths that literally show how the demonic realm is behind what's happening in the power realm, the political realm of today's world, right into the United States government. I mean, profusely in the United States government, but even in Israel's government and around the world and in the Middle East. And the scriptures spoke to this thousands of years ago. I make these connections and show people in a very easy-to-read manner. So people read that, and they said, oh, my gosh, I'd never realized this. And so from there, they wanted me to write about more topics that were in that book. So I wrote Gods of Ground Zero, where I start at the Garden of Eden, and I connect the scriptures from the Garden of Eden, literally, brother, I'm not overusing the word literally here, literally to the last chapter of the book of Revelation, showing how once the fall happened, the entire rest of the Bible is written to show us the story of what happened, why it happened, where it's going, why God is doing what he's doing, how it all finally culminates, why Satan has gone out of his mind, the trick that has been pulled on him, what he knows, what he doesn't know, where it's all headed, and how it's all centered and focused on Israel, and particularly the Middle East, but particularly Israel, and particularly the Temple Mount, Ground Zero, Gods of Ground Zero. And then the latest one I wrote, Gods of the Final Kingdom, is I show how the final kingdom, of course, is to come. I mean, Jesus taught us to pray. Look, pray like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Where? On earth, as it is in heaven. Now, it's going to be a renewed earth. It's a renewed paradise, a renewed Garden of Eden. The heavens will be rolled up like a scroll. Everything will be made new. But the book of Revelation, the last chapter, says, but it is the new Garden of Eden. The tree of life is there. Actually, it's the same Garden of Eden that has been cut off from this fallen realm, that the scroll will be revealed in the dimension of reality that Jesus told the thief on the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. It has always been there. Yeah, and we will be reunited to that. And that's one of about a half a dozen huge revelations that I bring forth from the scriptures, again, backing it up with dozens and dozens of classical scholars who've seen these things. I just pull the mask off and expose all manner of
amazing,
things that just brings the word alive.
When we come back in the last segment here, I'm going to get you rescheduled for more shows because there's a lot to discuss, a lot of issues. And this is the reason why the 2020 election is not just important for America, but the world. Because as America turns, so does the world. And our nation also in assistance with the state of Israel to get it to repent.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and green drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And we're back with Pastor Carl Gallops. I hope we have reestablished a connection. I heard a beep, beep, beep sound like somebody's trying to call me. I have a suspicion it was Carl trying to call my Skype, but of course the studio here at CRN Talk 6 with Tomas will connect. These are amazing truths, and a couple of questions I have, if not we can answer in this show, but perhaps future shows. He discusses, if you see the sliding banner that he has on the top of his website, Carl Gallops, he talks about lots of issues. He has an interesting discussion with some of the other people we've had in the program with Carl. He talks about the issues about the rapture. He talks about, is there a necessity with this messianic pastor, about the need for a third temple. He talks about the idea of the seven last years. Did it occur in ancient times, as Ken Klein says, or is it something coming soon with the treaty? He talks about this inside Carl's latest new book on Rabbi Secret Message. He talks about a pivotal point of the Bible with Derek Gilbert and Colonel McGinnis. You can see these links. If you hit the little rolling banner, you can actually pull that up. Pastor Gallop, are you back? Gee, that's too bad. I guess we'll work to... Do we have Pastor Gallop? Are you there?
Yes. Okay, good. I'm back. I don't know what's going on with all of our connections today. Maybe the Prince of the Power of the Air doesn't want this information out there.
Let me explain something that you're probably partially aware of. Not only has God shown me things supernaturally about what's going on, but also natural. I had a higher level of security clearance than almost anybody, at or above the level of the president back 25 years ago when I took care of people on classified projects. And I believe America, if it doesn't repent, will be the seat of evil in the earth rather than a major functionary to bring the glory to all the nations, which it says in the Bible that all the nations will return at the feast days to worship the Most High God. I believe we have a calling here to turn America back from becoming the duality of the daughter of Babylon, or become the daughter of Zion. And America, I consider Ephraimerica. They're like the Ephraimic nations that were taken by the Medo-Persians across Europe. In fact, I have a book by James Poole from 1860 in Toronto, Ontario, that wrote as a part of their secret order that they understood that the ancient nations of Ephraim were the nations that founded Germany, Scotland, Ireland, Britain, etc. In fact, all the peoples of Europe were actually Ephraimites. And there's some really good proof of that. In fact, you can even find the isles north of Scotland called the Isles of the Hebrews, or in Gaelic it's called the Hebrides. What people need to understand here, God's bringing back a restoration of the two major houses of Israel. The house of Judah and the half-tribe of Benjamin that brought in false fire to the temple and ended up happening that the men were killed by the high priests. And the Ephraimites, who became apostate and even lost the Bible. So luckily the Bible was carried forward by the people of the book, the Jews, who unfortunately many of them have started to, in 1300 years in Babylon, to imbue the writings of the so-called rabbis as superior to the books of the prophets and to the Talmud and the Pentateuch, the five books that are written through the word of God through Moses. Again, these books were beginning not written by men, but by God through the speaking of the Eternal One, through the mouth of these people that wrote down the scriptures, which are interlocking crystal, if you want to call it. Like if you look at the truth of the Bible as a crystal that transcends time and space. And that's what you do, which is really neat about your books. Use metaphor to explain the crystal of the truth of God's fingerprints over the word of God in the Bible. So please continue. You mentioned in one of your sliding things, you talked about the rapture, whether it's pre-trib, et cetera, et cetera. You talk about whether we need to have a temple with your messianic pastor, and whether we do it partly today or in future shows. We want to go through these dialogues because people don't realize, if you look at the Aramaic Bible, in a sense, a great deal of the rapture, in fact, is to actually remove evil from the earth so all that's left is good. That the tribulation is going to happen. In fact, we're already in the process where the son of Jared Kushner, of son-in-law of Donald Trump, is trying to put out an economic plan for a peace treaty in the Middle East. The U.S. Embassy has moved to Jerusalem. Right now, the temporary embassy is in one location, but they're actually moving it to the location near the Springs of Gihon, which is actually at the site or near the site where the ancient temple resided that was even documented by Roman historians who weren't Christians or Jews. So a lot of things are happening. They're very end time, aren't they?
Yes, No doubt. Listen, Dr. Bill, this is why I tell people in introducing, when I am blessed to do a lot of interviews, media, television, radio. I do a lot of prophecy conferences all
right.
over the world. And I almost always introduce it by saying, look, we are living, and this usually shocks people until I explain it, we are living in the most prophetic times the world has ever seen since
right.
the first coming of Jesus Christ. Because the scriptures for thousands of years, for 1,500 years, spoke of the coming of the Messiah. And it laid out and detailed all of these intricacies of the Messiah and how we would know and where he would be born and what he would do and what he would say and the power that would be upon him and how he would die and how he would rise and on and on and on. Well, when that finally came to that generation, the vast majority of the world never understood it. They never saw it. They never
right.
gave it another thought. And I mean, even after he was crucified and resurrected, the vast majority of the world didn't hear the message until the church was born. Then it started to go around the world. So the people within that generation were pretty much oblivious to what was going on around them. I mean, as a whole, I mean, even though Jesus was walking through Judea, and sometimes there would be 10 to 15, 20,000 people that would gather, but that was just a tiny portion of the whole Roman Empire, and word didn't go out. They didn't have internet. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have social media. So it would be maybe weeks or months before word went out, and then it was just dismissed as some rumor. So, but now we're living on the other side of the return of Israel. We're living on the other side of the return of Jerusalem. We're living on the other side of Arab Spring and the fall of Syria into an irreconcilable civil war, and Russia in the Middle East with its troops, and China on the eastern horn of Africa with its troops shoveling them into the Middle East, and Persia,
right.
Modern-day Iran connected to Russia, and Turkey falling into an Islamic caliphate, and the nation that the book of Revelation was written to, the seven churches that are in Turkey, actually the Bible says Asia Minor, and then you read in the church at Pergamum, in that book it says, look, this book's for the end time. And to the church at Pergamum, I know where you live. You live where Satan has his throne on earth. It says that
right.
twice.
Right.
I mean, we're living in those days. Walls are collapsing. Borders are collapsing. The number one cause of death in the world is abortion, which is the seed of the womb of the woman. The
right.
number one cause of death. And sexual perversion and sexually transmitted disease and opioid crisis and suicide epidemic, it's global, and a lot of it's being driven by this demonic outpouring that is pouring over only our generation. In human history, we are now living in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ. And I just scratched the surface. I hope I didn't bore you, but I
No, that's important. It's important. I've got a couple of pressing questions.
Understand the real times in which we're living.
Do you need a temple in order for the end times, and do you need a seven-year period? I mean, those are kind of key
now,
questions.
Now, brother, how much time do we have? Because
we've got about another 7 minutes, I would say. 8 minutes.
That's
and we'll get you back,
I'm going to make half your audience mad.
Ah, well, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, bottom line is, and listen, I feel hamstrung here because I can prove biblically and by the scholarship of dozens of people everything I'm getting ready to say, but some won't
right.
like it because it's not the prevailing teaching of modernistic evangelical Christianity. But
right.
but there is no contextual place in the scriptures that clearly claims that there must be a third temple on the Temple Mount in downtown Jerusalem
right.
in the last days. Now, I feel hamstrung, and I've just lost half of your people.
I don't think you have, because we've had Ken Klein agrees, and so do I. I think that a lot of the initial things happened. Now, the portion of Christianity and the initial councils that occurred when the initial Catholic Church was taken over by Constantine, that believed that there was a seven-year period that had to occur. There's a number of Jews that believe this. In fact, the rabbinic council that was reconstituted in 2016, the same year as Donald Trump got elected, believed that they have to sanctify the temple area, which is, by the way, by the springs of Gihon, below the eastern gate. It's not on the Temple of Antonius. And they believe that they already have a little altar. They tried to do it on Yom Kippur last year. The Christmas ceremony, what's it called? This is the 8 day period that they have at Christmas time.
Oh, you're talking about. Yeah. I write about it all the time, but now you...
Yeah, your main brain is blank. Anyway, the point is that I things could go...
The Festival of Dedication.
Exactly,
Hanukkah,
yeah. Hanukkah, yeah. So here's the point. The point is, I don't think it's necessary, although a lot of Jews, including these rabbis, believe that they need to have a dedication day on Sukkot.
Well...
In order to dedicate the area,
returned,
and they have a little altar they can bring in the back of a truck.
I just returned from Israel. I just returned with Messianic Rabbi Zev Peratt. We went up to the Temple Institute and spoke to the major representatives there.
Right.
I've got some earth-shattering information I can share next time I'm on about what we discovered from the Temple Institute and what's really going on behind this, quote, drive to build a third temple. It will blow your audience away, and it comes straight out of the mouths of the Temple Institute.
And one of the, if you crystallize, let's say, two or three factoids now before the TETs for the next show,
well, I'll tease it. The bottom line, the vast minority of Jews in Israel and around the world want a temple on the Temple Mount. The vast minority.
Right.
And the ones that are pushing and promoting this are doing it because they know that the evangelical community in America, the richest nation and the richest denomination in the world, wants a temple because they think they're doing the Jews a favor. And so they have given the vehicle for the American evangelicals to pour billions of dollars into Israel. The government supports it in secretly, and a certain small portion of the Orthodox community supports it because it pumps billions of dollars. But they have zero intention of building a temple on the Temple Mount.
I agree.
That straight out of the mouths of the people running it.
Exactly. They have an altar that they can haul around and they can do the grain sacrifice.
I've got a whole thing on that too. But we were there. I've got a whole thing.
Exactly.
Could
really, we need to expand that.
Back on. I just came from there. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So that's really, really cool. This 2020 election is not just about America, isn't it? It's about the world.
Oh, no. No. This is a global, of global consequence, brother. And listen, I know people say, well, you know, for the last 30, 40 years, every time we have an election, say this is the most important election, you know, ever. Well, it is. Every one of them have been, because we're in the last days. And so as it moves closer and closer, every election becomes just tantamount to how quickly we're going to go we're going to go. And
we're
living in the day of instantaneous communication information systems, global internet age, and the demonic outpouring, and now it just all hinges on what happens to America and Israel and our relationship together.
Right, and of course we see a half shekel in Israel now with the ancient emperor of Persia and Donald Trump on his half shekel, right?
Darius. That was created in America, and it was created for the Temple Institute to sell. It was not created in Israel. It is not sanctioned by the Israeli government. It is a small group
of
rabbis that created it so they could raise more money.
Right. So in other words, what you're saying is a lot of this is pseudo-religion created to try to get the Christians to pour in billions of dollars.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's not related
and
to the reality of the religion in Israel.
They laugh at us because they say, you Christians in America want a temple more than we Jews in Israel want one. And you Christians in America think that the Antichrist is going to be in the temple. So what are you doing? You're telling us to build the Antichrist, the temple? That's what they say about brother. I just came from there.
I know. Isn't that amazing? You know, the thing is, you can say a lot of things about Jews, but one thing you could say is they tend to be logical.
Yes. Yes.
And there's no fuss about them, and that's why they're good at business, because they don't play around with
Thanks
things.
Thanks for having me on your show today, Dr. Bill. God bless
It's amazing. We definitely need to get you back to discover these things and expand them. I'll be in contact with your wife and you, and we'll get you back on the program regularly. Again, get these books, which is the list of the books again is?
Yeah, Gods of the Final Kingdom. That's the last one. Go to my website, carlgalps.com. Click on the banner. You can see all the books.
Thank you. Amazing. And thank you, Lord God Almighty, and thank you for the truth to be spread out like manna to God's people and the people of earth to repent, turn back toward the Most High God, vote correctly, vote godly, and let's get through to Donald Trump as well and bless him.